It was a Puritan endeavor to find a space of gravity and divinity here on earth. While me, on the other hand, I at Yale University am proud to stand before you right now having founded a religiously based group while I was here. It is known, and I hope some people here are affiliated with, the Great Eliezer Society. Thank you very much for the one person who is a part of Eliezer here. But in truth, Eliezer is one of my most proudest Yale affiliations, and I say that with all sincerity. We started Eliezer with a young rabbi. I met him on his 21st birthday. He was a Hasidic Chabad rabbi. And no, I don't have something caught in my throat for those of you who are non-Jewish. This was a Hasidic rabbi who was an extraordinary man. And it was five of us around a table at the Taft Apartments who on a Shabbat night celebrated this wonderful, wonderful organization's beginning. Now, I am a non-Jew. I am a Christian. But this was, to me, extraordinary. We started a society named after Eliezer, who is from the Torah, actually is a non-Jew himself. And he was sent by Abraham to find a wife for his son. Interestingly, this is the word Eliezer really means the son of a servant, the servant of Eli, actually. And in many ways, the spirit and the vision we had for this organization founded with a rabbi was to try to find ways to serve all. And so today, I want to do something a little different than you were probably expecting from this Christian man from Newark, New Jersey. But in honor of a man named Abraham Pearson, who had a spiritual drive that helped to found the city